You've won the group. Haris Vukic has scored a couple of goals, three debutants. What's your reaction to the night?
Well, we were disappointed with the final result. Okay, with an idea of the layout of the group and what we needed to do with the game last night, with Stoke drawing. So, yeah, two fantastic goals from Haris. But certainly we're disappointed that we put so much into the game and ended up with nothing.
Was that the reaction, particularly from Haris Vukic, that you wanted after his performance at the weekend?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we know he's got fantastic ability, Haris. You know, and I think tonight he showed in various spells during the game that the quality that he does possess. So he'd have been disappointed, like a number of the players were, after Saturday's performance. And tonight was an opportunity to go and put things right, and I think in many aspects we did, but the final result was another defeat, to be perfectly honest.
Stunning free kick. If Ronaldo or Gareth Bale had scored that, it would be played every day, wouldn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, the free kick, I thought even the first goal was a fantastic goal. It was a great block from Nathan Clark at 0-0, and we broke up the park and had a few passes and combinations, and then we finished with Haris. So it'd be nice if we had got a more positive result in the 90 minutes, but as I say, the layout of the group, we'll finish top, so we'll move on now.
Ruben Sattermeyer, of course, an opportunity for him to get game time. It's come at a nice time with the game on Saturday. No chance with any of the goals tonight.
No, he didn't. I thought we could have defended the three goals. We're probably a bit unfortunate with the third
came
one.
Came from a corner, one of them.
Yeah, it was our corner, and it ended up with a deflection, you know, the third one, the second one. You know, it's just one of these things that we're scratching our heads that we find ourselves 1-0 up, and then after 10 minutes after taking the lead, we find ourselves 3-1 down, which was extremely disappointing.
And James Meredith came through, 70 minutes or so, pleased with that?
Yeah, delighted. You know, good to have James back. And as I say, we gave him 60, 65 minutes tonight, and he's came back, came through it okay, as far as I'm led to believe. So, another plus for us.
After the defeat at the weekend by Accrington, given what you've seen tonight from the likes of some of the players who played in that game, particularly Haris Vukic, Philip Moraes as well, do you think they have asked the manager, or you know, they're knocking on the door and say, look, you know, give me another chance?
Well, we all know the quality that these lads possess, you know, and I think all the experienced lads tonight, Rory McArdle, Nathan Clark, Philip Moraes, Haris, Danny Devine, even Mark McNulty, it was good to see them all, and we know the qualities they possess, and they work hard on the Monday to Friday on the training ground, and they showed up great. I thought their attitude to the game tonight was first class.
Blackpool, Chesterfield, Oldham, Mansfield, Cambridge or Sunderland under-21s, you'll get one of them in the next round, any preference?
We'll await with interest.
We will find that out tomorrow. Kenny, thanks very much for joining us on Pulse 2 Match Day Live. A cracking second half today, disappointing ultimately the result, but City have won the group and they go through as group winners for a home tie, but it has finished on the night. Morecambe 3, Haris Vukic 2.